You're listening to The Naked Scientist. Still to come, we will find out what happens when you hook up a gherkin to the mains electricity. Also, Diana O'Carroll will be here with the answer of this week's question of the week. But earlier this week, we sent her out and about at the festival to discover the science of mobile phones.
I've come to speak to Chris Cox here at the Cambridge Science Festival about the intimate workings of the mobile phone. So, Chris, when I make a call on my shiny new phone, what's happening?
OK, there's quite a lot of steps it has to go through. Basically, it all starts off when we speak into the microphone of a mobile phone, and that turns our speech into a nice electrical signal representing the sound. That all then gets digitised, converted into a stream of binary ones and zeros that represents the signal. The next step is it all gets compressed so that we all have to send fewer ones and zeros. Basically, that makes the whole process more efficient. Slight loss of sound quality, but it does mean that with lower data rates from each mobile phone, the base station can accommodate more mobile phones in each cell.
So how much is it compressed by?
Basically, it's typically down by a factor of 10 or so. The original signal is 64,000 bits every second, and it gets squashed to somewhere between 5,000 and 13,000.
So here's an example of me talking at 64,000 bits per second.
Yeah, I'm on the underground. Yeah, can you put a pizza in the oven for me for when I get home?
And here's an example of me talking at 5,000 bits per second.
Yeah, I'm on the underground. Yeah, can you put a pizza in the oven for me for when I get home?
So you can hear how the audio degrades, especially when you're not getting a very good signal. That gives you that in-the-shower effect. How is it possible to locate the last known position of a mobile phone? Because we hear about that a lot on the telly, you know, maybe in Crime Watch, something like that. But how is it actually done?
Yes, that's quite an important technique, often for emergency calls, tracing crimes and stuff like that. The most common technique is basically by triangulation. If you've got a mobile phone sitting in the middle of, say, a triangle of three base stations, then the mobile phone can measure the time at which the different signals from the different base stations all arrive, and by comparing those times, it can work out exactly where it is and report the result back. Basically the same technique that seismologists use for locating earthquakes.
So there have been plans sort of floating around, lots of rumours, saying that they're going to put mobile phones on planes. Now, I don't know if I want to listen to someone saying, I'm on the plane, but if they do that, then how is it going to work?
Well, I must confess I'm not sure that I do either, but let's see how that will work. First of all, there's been a bit of a delay because they want to make absolutely certain that there's no interference with the electrical systems on board the aircraft. But once they have made absolutely sure of that, there's going to be a tiny little base station in the aeroplane itself, which will just be picking up signals from the 100 or so passengers on board. And then after picking up the signals, the aeroplane will send that thing down to a dedicated receiver on the ground, just by a point-to-point link that can handle a really high data rate.
We've had the 80s brick, and we've currently got shiny touchscreen, lovely phones that can do, well, what seems like just about everything. So what could possibly be next?
Well, there's a few different things. First of all, fairly similar to little receivers and aeroplanes, we're likely to be getting little base station receivers for our homes as well. So that is going to allow us to have all the capacity of a mobile phone base station that would normally be over a whole town for our own home, and that'll allow us to have really, really high data rates for really fast applications on our mobile devices in our home.
Would it be possible to share these base stations even if it's not your home, it's not your home base station? So if you're out and about, for example, you could get this high data rate from someone else's house.
You would need to sort out the billing arrangements for that, try and figure out whether it's you paying the bill or the other person owning the other thing paying the bill. So that is probably the next step down the road, but we'll probably get there eventually.
That was Dr. Chris Cox explaining how a mobile phone compresses the data so that Diana can order a pizza with very little bandwidth, and also how one day we could be phoning home from the skies.
And of course, that was an event which was taking place as part of the Cambridge Science Festival this week from Cambridge University.